So Charles, you know, when we have this kind of volatility and changes in the markets, it affects portfolios like yours
Oh,
because you
sure.
probably have the most exposure to the market.
Well, it goes beyond that. So, yeah, as they say, nobody rings a bell at the top of a market.
Yeah.
It's not like someone rings a bell and says, "Hey, the bull market's over. Time to, buy
Everybody
bonds or
sell.
something." Yeah. So, I mean, you're always kind of left. It's somewhat, guesswork as you're getting there. What it looks to me right now is that we're in a market today that's very similar to the late 1990s, and on multiple counts. One, stocks are expensive. Let's just start with that. Stocks are as expensive as they've really, they're the most expensive they've been since the late 1990s. But beyond that, the 1990s were a period where growth stocks obliterated value stocks. Like value investing just didn't perform well in the 1990s. Ask Warren Buffett. I mean, his returns at Berkshire Hathaway were mediocre at best. Julian Robertson, he was no relation to Mike Robertson, but Julian Robertson was the godfather of hedge funds. I mean, this guy was amazing. He had 32% annualized returns for 20 something years.
Wow.
I know the guy was just a god among men. He was incredible. And he ended up going out of business in the late 19. He ended up closing shop in 2000 because he had 2 years of where his performance wasn't that great. He lost like 4% in 1998 and lost, I think, 19 in 99. And back then, everybody just wanted tech, 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 tech. I want tech, I want tech, I want tech. So they ended up like this Julian Robertson guy. He's just doing value stocks. I don't want that. They ended up closing shop, and it's like that's kind of what happens when you're in the late stages of a big bull. Everybody just focuses on the big growth names, and they stop paying attention to price. They stop paying attention to fundamentals. It's just growth, 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 growth. That's how it feels today, to some extent. If you notice, the big story of the last 5 years has just been the FANGs. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google.
Right.
You can toss Apple in there probably too as well.
So has there been too much concentration on tech again?
Absolutely. You have 15% of the S&P 500 is just in five stocks.
Hmm.
I mean, the FANGs make up the FANGs. If you want to toss in Microsoft, make it six stocks. I mean, you're talking about nearly 20% of the index is literally just those handful of stocks. That's the most skewed it's been since, again, late 1990s. At the peak of the internet bubble, tech made up the overall tech sector made up 35% of the market. Today, it makes it 25, but it was at like 12, like not that long ago. I mean, it in you know the roughly 2006, 2007, that's where it was. So it just shows you we're late in that cycle. So for me, it's a little bit frustrating because I've been looking for the deep value, dividend paying, cheap, high quality stocks that are that have good potential here for I think a multi-year trade. They've just done poorly over the last call it quarter. Last quarter, S&P 500 was down 1%. The S&P 500 value, which is like the value half, was down about 4. So that's kind of the environment we're in. But I think it's in the process of turning. If you see, in the last couple weeks here, some of the kind of old economy, boring conservative stuff
Hey,
that's
we
been
saw
beaten up,
GE coming, you
that
know.
finally caught a bid.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the like the pipeline stocks, I've loved
Right.
pipelines for a while because they're cheap, but nobody wanted them. Cheap wasn't good enough. But now even those are starting to catch a bid here. So I think the theme, like the story for call it the next 4 years, is going to be a rotation out of growth and into boring dividend paying value. Now, boring dividend paying value beat the pants off of growth stocks throughout the entire 2000s. So from 2000 to call it 2008, right before the big meltdown there, that 8 year window there, value investors destroyed growth investors. I mean, they made tons of money, whereas growth investors were scrambling to find the next theme. I mean, they were a fish out of water. I really think if we're not in the early stages of that already, we're very close where it's going to flip. I mean, the way the market goes, value outperforms growth for 5, 10 years at a time, then it flips and growth outperforms value. Well, we've been in growth mode for a just really long time. We are really late in the economic cycle. You can tell because everything we discussed in the prior segments with
Right.
unemployment being extremely tight, the Fed starting to raise rates, et cetera, et cetera. We're at a tipping point where it makes sense for value to start outperforming growth again. So I think we're in the early innings of that. Call it, the bottom of the first inning, if you will. I don't know. But I think that's going to be the theme. That's how I'm positioning things.
And I was going to ask you, so how are you changing your strategy? You're absolutely.
I had a couple growth stocks, and not many. I was always value focused. I mean, the growth from my portfolio is I want stocks that are raising their dividend because that is a sign of health. But I'm buying cheap stocks. I mean, I am a value investor. I'm not just chasing what's hot. I chase what's cheap. And so, the fundamentals of chasing cheap stocks, that hasn't changed. But what has changed is to the extent I might have had some moderate, tilts here and there towards growth, I'm getting out of tech for the most part. I'm getting into even more of the old economy stuff that's been left for dead. It's just nobody's talking about it right now. But that's what should do well. That's where the price is right. And prices have stopped falling. Prices have been stable now for a while, and they look like they're poised to rise. So,
are you still, automotive was a hot area for you. Are you still hot on automotive?
Still long GM, still long Ford. I had some exposure to Toyota and Volkswagen as well. I scaled that back a little bit. But I still do have a large position.
Curious, why Toyota? Because aren't they generally a pretty strong stock?
Well, it was when the market got choppy. Mm-hmm. It got really choppy a month and a half ago. I just kind of scaled back a little bit on everything.
Right.
And that's just where I pulled. That's just where I raised a little bit of cash. So it's not a it's not an indictment on Toyota. I mean, they're a fine company. They make money hand over fist. And there, it gave me some exposure outside of U.S. shores. I didn't want to have just a purely U.S. portfolio. I wanted to have a few foreign names as well. And so I still like Toyota. I still own it. But I did scale back a little bit when I was just raising cash. So right now, I have about 17% of the portfolio just sitting in cash. Mm-hmm. That's just a mild defensive move. We're still in a correction. So, I'm kind of in wait-and-see mode as to when I deploy that.
All right. Charles Sizemore. He is.